this meeting to order at 7:01 on February 17th, 2014. We'll begin by taking attendance with the question provided by our controller.
You are stranded on a desert island. What is the one thing you must have? Go.
Ajwa. Andrew. Jessica.
A friend.
Courtney.
A genie with three wishes, so I get three things.
Ooh. I don't know.
Rebecca.
What?
An umbrella.
Sean. Nick.
A good knife.
Bobby.
Wilson.
Hey, I'm still going with mine.
Rhett.
Well, I was going to say Tom Hanks, but he just killed that.
Peter.
Music.
Mark.
One of those trap doors with a bunch of alcohol in it.
Joe.
Harry Potter.
A person?
Person? Wizard.
What?
Magic?
Danny?
Sunscreen?
Nate?
I would go with a knife as well.
Adam?
I'd go with the hatchet.
Dan?
I'll bring Eric Bassett.
Janet?
Yeah, I'd go with a knife. Everything else.
Tom? David?
My bed.
Jonas?
My best friend, Aaron.
You pronounce Matt wrong.
And you, Adam and Director?
Yeah. Is it like, what kind of island is it like? Is there fresh water? Maybe I just bring some water.
No.
There's no water.
Okay. We're going to move on to approval of the minutes from February 10th, 2014. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Any discrepancies? Any issues with the minutes? Seeing none. We'll move to approve the minutes. All in favor of approving the minutes from February 10th, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Minutes approved. We'll move on to community comment. Is there anyone here for community comment? Community comment? Comments from the community? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Is there any old business? Senator Ciotta.
I recently found out that going back to the camera business in Complex, I found out that one of the reasons why it was implemented, that reason is now not there. So I'm curious as to why the camera is still there. Because said camera was put in place. Yeah.
I would make assumptions about why it's
okay, well, I was under the assumption that when we spoke earlier in the year about this topic, that it was to stop vandalism of certain areas, and that area of, I guess, well, the reason like the cameras put in or like, whatever.
The vandalism is completely stopped.
The vandalism is completely stopped, and so the reason for the vandalism in the first place, that like I guess thing of interest has left that
area. So I wouldn't
area.
Make assumptions.
So well, then why was the camera put in place in the first place, and why is it still there?
To stop vandalism.
And since vandalism has ceased.
So maybe if you don't pitch a fit about it, it'll go away shortly.
Okay, I'm just like, I'm curious because I was pitching a fit in the first place because it's personal privacy, and I know a person directly across from the hall that the camera sees directly into their room, and they spoke to me as a friend, even though I'm not a representative for him or her. And I thought it to take it upon myself to ask why I'm the Senate floor.
Could you?
Yeah. How are you?
So I had a meeting with Charlie Potts earlier in the year about this, and where we obviously can't and shouldn't assume like why it was put up. Like you said, it was purely for stopping serious vandalism in complex. And I was just wondering, kind of to phrase this as more of like a dialogue question, how far are we along with that goal to where we have a low enough amount of vandalism? Because last time I talked to Charlie, Mr. Potts, he said that it was, we were well on our way to, if we kept our behavior as where it needed to be to basically behave as college students, there would be an opportunity to take the camera out. I was just wondering how far along we are on that goal.
I think you're very far along on that goal.
Okay.
Chair Rowland.
That was for me. Sorry, are you?
Is there any other old business? Old business. Any other old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business, and we'll begin with the Finance Committee. Finance Director, would you like to begin?
Yeah. Can I have the question team's budget up? Unfortunately, the question team cannot make it tonight, so we're just going to go through their budget like regularly. Equestrian team did come to finance for mid-year requesting four shows. As you can see outlined, the finance committee didn't feel comfortable breaking two very important bylaws. The first bylaw is to go over the $3,000 limit that club sports do have. Equestrian team during the spring process of last year did get allocated the $3,000 limit, and they are currently a little under $41 to that limit currently. Second bylaw that we would have been broken would be retroactively funding for the February 1st and the February 15th show, the second one. Yeah, that's supposed to say February 15th.
Sure.
Oh, there he goes.
I will now open the floor for discussion regarding the equestrian team's mid-year. Senator Thayer.
What is our current contingency?
I'll defer to the controller.
And how much left in the spending period?
We have until... We will start taking mid-years once our spring process starts. We want to say a week before spring break.
So almost
month and a half.
$76,507.15. Thank you. I yield.
Senator Burgraff.
We talked in Finance Committee about whether or not college vehicle rental was mandatory if you traveled a certain distance or if it was an overnight. Do we know yet if that's... Yeah.
Yes, I spoke with our advisor on that, and that was changed over the summer. However, somehow certain parties weren't aware of that change until just recently, if So that's why this came up.
Is there any other discussion regarding the equestrian team's mid-year?
Point of personal privilege. Can you just scroll down, or is that all that's on there?
That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
Just the totals that we've heard about.
Is there any other discussion? Discussion? Senator Nigro.
Just to clarify, so they were they were forced to rent a vehicle, but they weren't told they had. Explain the timeline to me.
So there were other club sports that throughout the course of fall semester were not required to rent college vehicles, even though they were going as far away as like Fargo, North Dakota. The club sports advisor was just recently made, like recently as in 2-3 weeks ago tops, made aware that the school policy changed to if it was you were going overnight or you were traveling more than X number of miles away from campus, you must rent a college vehicle. So that's why this is coming up now. They were then notified by their advisor that they must take a college vehicle to transport everyone up to this event. Does that answer everything?
The bottom two.
Yes.
Those are just normal budget stuff, which they've received their full amount, and the only thing that's different is now they have to get a college vehicle.
It would fall under the normal.
It would fall under the transportation cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there any other discussion? Discussion regarding the mid-year. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving the finance recommendation of the equestrian team's mid-year, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Budget passes. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, the student memorial, and I'll turn this over to Co-President Timmons.
So, as many of you are aware, during this January term, Gustavus lost a student, and it was brought forward by one of the members of the Senate that we should maybe have a discussion on some sort of set course or set response, something that we as a body can commit ourselves to that we as Student Senate take some sort of action that is standard for students who don't finish their time here. And so something along like the ideas that were thought of were something along the lines of like St. Olaf does wind chimes, so anytime a student passes before they finish their time at St. Olaf, there's a wind chime placed in honor or in memory of that student. So we wanted to open up the discussion, see if there were thoughts, feelings on whether that's something we want to pursue, whether that sounds like a good idea to have some sort of standard response that that we say is going to be the Senate's response to these situations, or if that seems insincere. A good conversation is yours to have.
The college currently has also said that they will be placing students' names on the
columbarium
for students who do not finish their time at Gustavus. So students will be memorialized in that way on the college institution level, but we wanted to see if there was something that students should do, that should be student-driven. So with that explanation, I'll open up the floor now for discussion regarding the student memorial. Senator Burgraff.
I just have a question. So, like, at St. Olaf with the wind chimes, is it, like, they're there for eternity or they're there for the year? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
is it, like, there's a row? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like? Like, are we looking for something that's permanent or something that's temporary?
I'm not specifically sure on exactly the way St. Olaf's is handled. If there's somebody who does, I just know it's wind chimes. There's a wind chime dedicated to a student. But I'm not saying we should pursue wind chimes, whatever it be, whether it makes sense that there be some sort of like memorial garden and a space where we have some sort of object or something that memorializes them, if that's a row of memorials, whatever it be.
Chair Larson.
What have we done in the past for students who pass away before graduating? It's kind of good to know what,
mm-hmm.
what's gone on in the past with these things.
We, our health and housing chair actually worked with the swim team on coordinating the tree that was planted in memory of Grace. Do you remember yours?
I would say tree is probably the
mm-hmm.
most usual response and memorial that the college has done, or that some part of the college has done. I don't know that Senate has ever like had a practice of having a response, but you know, fortunately, this doesn't happen very often. We've had an unfortunate year this year, and so I think that there's been a lot of flexibility. And then sometimes groups will, you know, like a team might do something, or a family might do something, or a major might do something. I mean, there's kind of a lot of different ways that you'll see, or class sometimes will memorialize a student. So there's been kind of a randomness to the approach to it. And I think part of what the president thinks is good, and it won't actually, my understanding, and don't quote me on this, is that I don't think it'll actually be on the columbarium, but rather as a part of a memorial garden, some kind of a plaque feature that the college will make as a part of the memorial garden. And that will start with Grace and move forward. But as Danny and Matt have said, that's not Student Senate's response. That's the college's official plan.
Senator Thayer.
I guess that since the issue or the topic was brought up, I was the one that raised a question, or maybe one of the others, I don't know. But I guess I was just kind of caught off guard. I know we do trees and other things, but I guess I would like to form an exploratory committee in a sense, like a memorial exploratory committee, just looking into the attitude towards having a memorial on campus or the designs of a memorial and such, and then bring it back to Senate when there's something more concrete rather than kind of a theoretical thing. With that said, I guess the easiest thing to do is to make a motion and see whether or not it's supported or not. So I move to form an exploratory committee on memorials for students. That would be chaired by myself and fall under Student and Academic Affairs Subcommittee.
I don't think it technically has to fall under a committee.
Chair, yeah. So to clarify, the motion is to form an exploratory committee for memorials for students, chaired by Senator Thayer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second? Senator Nigro gets the second. Discussion on the motion. Senator Hinnenkamp.
I actually completely support this idea as opposed to maybe just throwing out things in student sentence. So I like the idea of an exploratory committee. Likewise, my CF is actually Sam Yelm, and it became very personal for our section to do something for him, so this would mean a lot. So I definitely agree with this.
Is there any other discussion on the motion? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of forming an exploratory committee for student memorials chaired by Senator Thayer, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any oppose? abstentions? Motion passes. Senator Thayer? No. Senator Hinnenkamp. Senator Hare.
I saw something about this before we created this exploratory committee. But I feel like, in my opinion, rather than like, creating a memorial, it might be fitting to like send, like have a statement that we create, that we send to like a family like as an expression of like student like condolences. I don't know, I feel like that would be something meaningful rather than like a bench or something. No, we don't. Okay, is there any other new business? New business. Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Co-President Timmons.
So we have some vacancies within this body that Danny and I are working on filling. So the first being that of our diversity chairwoman has left Gustavus. And so we'll be opening it up very soon to the public, or to campus, and notifying them of the application process. And so we hope to have that filled. And then we're gonna have a conversation more about how we want to fill the senator positions. It seems there have been different ways they've been filled in the past, and so we wanna figure out what makes the most sense and what way are the students best represented. So we'll let you know soon on how we're filling Complex, Off Campus, Runstrom, and the International Relations Center.
International
Student. Isn't it called the IR Representative?
International.
Oh, the IR, the International Representative. Okay. Wonderful. and then... yes, the involvement fair this Wednesday, and I think that's all I have.
Senator Burgraff.
I have a couple of things. First, I'd just like to say that our diversity chairperson didn't leave, she graduated. But and then second, there's an amazing gallery opening downstairs in the Hillstrom for the Mina Citrone pig baking exhibit. The Mina Citrone is really like my favorite exhibit that's been at Hillstrom. You should all go see it. Thank you very much.
Chair Jensen.
So for those of you who are athletically inclined, the registration just opened up for the Take the Hill Triathlon. Oh, look, there's a website. That's weird. and so if you go to takethehilltri.org, you can register right here. You click here. That's on May 3rd, obviously. Gustavus students get a discount. You can also do relays. So if you want to pair up with some friends, that'd be it.
Senator Fair.
With the formation of the committee, you guys are looking to help out. I'm assuming.
Okay, so this weekend is a very infamous weekend at Gustavus, and I just want to say, I shall not name it, but everyone, please be safe. That's our biggest thing. Co-President Timmons and I are very concerned about your health and safety, and we wouldn't want to see anything happen to any one of you.
Or anyone in general.
Yeah, right. Or anyone. Thank you.
Anybody outside of this room?
Also, for the involvement fair this Wednesday, I'll email out a Google Doc so you can sign up for some times. I know some of you may not be here for the job fair, but for those of you who are here, I can't be there all day, so I'd really appreciate some help with manning our booth helping out with our booth. Additionally, I will not be running for co-president again next year, so this is my last semester in Senate, and I just wanted to let you all know that, so it didn't come as a shock when it was announced or something. So Miss co-president Timmons will be running again, but not with me because I will be studying abroad. Okay, Senator Berkey.
Last Saturday, GWO and G Choir both had home concerts. And I just wanted to congratulate all senators involved. It is a terrible, really meaningful process.
Jonas.
A reminder to all of you, the presidential candidate will be on campus on Wednesday. And the candidate, there'll be an open session for students to ask questions of the candidate, engage with the candidate, have a conversation with the candidate, and more importantly, fill out feedback that meeting is at 7:30 Wednesday night in the PDR. And I would just desperately love for there to be so many students in attendance that I'm proven right that the PDR was too small of a venue to put it in.
President's
dining room right next door. So it's this Wednesday at 7:30 in the President's dining room. Be there.
Question. Are the survey sheets, evaluations, are those anonymous?
You don't have to put your name on them.
Okay. Just check.
Unless we can, you know, like, match your handwriting. No. I think there'll be a place where you can put your name, but you don't have to if you don't want to.
Is this going to be only for students?
There's also on Thursday morning, but this one will be harder for students. On Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Somewhere that I don't know where, is an all-campus meeting. It might be Alumni Hall, might be Heritage Room. And so students are certainly welcome to attend that one as well. But you have to not have 9 a.m. Thursday class. The other is Wednesday night at 7:30. So not tomorrow, but the next night at 7:30. And if you can't go, urge your peers to attend. Or take your peers even if you can't go. Thanks.
Are there any other announcements? Announcements? Announcements. Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.